is Today in History, November the 27th. On this day in 1910, New York's Pennsylvania Station officially opened. And on this day in 1924, Macy's first Thanksgiving Day Parade, billed as a Christmas parade, takes place in New York. Today is the birthday of musician Jimi Hendrix, who was born in 1942. Jimmy was born in Seattle and grew up playing guitar, imitating blues greats like Muddy Waters, as well as early rockers. He then joined the Army in 1959 and became a paratrooper, but was honorably discharged in 1961 after an injury exempted him from duty in Vietnam. In the early 1960s, Hendrix worked as a pickup guitarist, backing musicians including Little Richard, B.B. King, Ike and Tina Turner, and Sam Cooke. In 1964, he moved to New York and played in coffee houses, where bassist Brian Chandler of the British group The Animals heard him. Chandler arranged to manage Hendrix and brought him to London in 1969, where they created the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Hey, Joe, where you going with that gun of yours?
And on this day, in 1967, the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour is released in the United States by Capitol Records. Magical Mystery Tour is an album by the English rock band The Beatles that was released on this day as a double EP. Produced by George Martin, it includes the soundtrack to the 1967 film of the same name. Despite widespread media criticism of Magical Mystery Tour, the film, the soundtrack was a critical and commercial success and the number one Grammy-nominated album in the United States.
Magical Mystery Tour, which is one of my favorite albums because it was so weird. I Am the Walrus, one of my favorite tracks because I did it, of course, but also because it's one of those that has enough little biddies going to keep you interested even 100 years later.
After the Beatles recorded Sgt. Pepper, they wanted to create a film based on the group and their music. The film was to be unscripted, with various ordinary people traveling on a coach to have an unspecified magical adventure. The number of songs used in the film posed a challenge for the Beatles and their UK record company EMI, as there were too few to fit on an album and way too many for an EP. One idea considered was to issue an EP which played at 33, but this would have caused a loss in audio fidelity that was deemed unacceptable.
It was like we'd in another phase of our career. You know, we'd done all the live stuff and that was marvelous. Now we were into being more artists. We got more freedom to be artists.
Magical Mystery Tour, number one on the Billboard charts for 8 weeks at the start of 1968. And then it retained that spot until February of 1969. The film, not so good. The album was fantastic. Magical Mystery Tour, released November the 27th, 1967, on this Day in History.